Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning at the 500 block of 8th Street, Fortuna police observed a man with a warrant out for his arrest, 30-year-old DeMarcus Earl Conley. Police say Conley didn't want to be arrested and fled to a nearby residence through an open window. He hid in the attic where he first refused to come out. After attempts to negotiate failed, officers sent in the canine Zorro. Shortly after, Conley agreed to come out. During the incident, officers observed what they are calling illegal items. They obtained a search warrant and collected the contraband. Conley was booked on his warrant for a stolen vehicle possession and resisting arrest. The 116th Humboldt County Fair kicked off yesterday and will run through Sunday the 26th. That also means horse racing, and yesterday was the first day bettors got a chance to lay a wager on the track. There will be 9 days of racing with no races on Thursdays and Tuesdays. There will also be several days of free admission, both to the fair and the horse races, thanks to local sponsors. The news that the Department of Transportation has awarded Humboldt County with $750,000 to help attract additional air service to the county has a lot of people excited. Don Adabuski, Executive Director of REDEC, is one of those excited people. He commented on what the grant will be used for, primarily as part of a revenue guarantee to secure more air service locally.
That grant application was approved. Very competitive grant application. I really was pleasantly surprised to hear that we had secured that funding. That funding is $750,000, which will be used for a minimum revenue guarantee program to attract another airline to provide service to our airport.
Anabuski went on to say that community support is one of the key reasons the grant proposal was successful.
Process isn't completed yet. And one of the primary reasons we were successful in this grant application is because we had a substantial community contribution portion of that grant application. So the community, separate from the airport itself, is going to be contributing $250,000 to this process as well. So that's one of the reasons that really bumped us up. And in the past, we've applied for the same grant and not gotten it.
The Headwaters Fund Board has already approved a $250,000 challenge grant as matching funds, and it only awaits the approval of the Board of Supervisors. The City of Eureka has also chipped in with $10,000. More KINS News after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
The Humboldt County Department of Education is getting serious about finances, student finances in particular. Three teachers from the department, Kay Becker, Diana Howard, and Jenny Bowen, all attended a conference in Tucson, Arizona, to learn how to teach specialized personal finance lessons to students, including budgeting, savings, paychecks, taxes, and investing. Superintendent Gary Eagles explains.
What we're trying to do, as you know, through the Decade of Difference, is really prepare kids for life. We talk about it in terms of being prepared for college and or career. But whatever it is, it's a matter of making very mature adult choices. And part of that is understanding how to financially maneuver in the world of adulthood.
Kay Becker, who is behind a mandatory financial literacy class at Ferndale High, said,
for a lot of the students that I see, they've seen their parents either handle money or not handle money, oftentimes in a way that is not successful. And the students that I deal with on a daily basis want to do it differently. Also, too, high school students are experiencing for the first time in their life a lot of freedom. And with that comes the possibility of maybe moving out and living on my own shortly after high school. And they want to be able to manage their money to make it work.
Classroom lessons are part of a national teaching strategy educating teenagers about the realities of money management. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.